Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, the founder of Talking with Heroes, and your host for tonight's program. For those of you listening for the first time, to find out some about our 9-plus-year history, please go to www.talkingwithheroes, that's heroes.com/about, ABOUT. Also on our news site, which is more current information and about our shows and many other areas of concern to military veterans and families, it would be our news site, www.thankyouforyourservice.us. Plus, we have a new audio and video channel. All of our audio programs now going, and also videos, which is AmeristreamLive.com/talkingwithheroes. Now, for over a year now, we have been doing weekly audio programs for members of an alliance of military support and veterans groups, which is www.r4alliance.org. And right now there's over 61 approved members. There's many more in the process of getting approved. One of them I received a call about a few weeks ago from Bert Gillette with R4 Alliance, and told me about this organization led by veterans themselves. And so I'm waiting for a call to come in very soon from former Army Captain Matthew Hickey. He is the CEO and co-founder of U.S. Expeditions and Explorations, which their website is www.usxlifestyle.com. And while we're waiting for him to call in, just tell you a little bit about them. Army senior baseball player Harold Earls is planning on leading a team of current, former, and future U.S. soldiers to the summit of Mount Everest in the spring of 2016. Well, that's going to be an exciting event to take place. And he has partnered with former Army hockey player Captain Matthew Hickey, and hopes of directing the first Army team to climb Mount Everest. Plus, they're also raising money and awareness for service members suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. As most of you know, many of you know, listening to the R4 Alliance programs now for almost a year now, most of them are veteran-led organizations, veterans helping veterans, and the stories are just amazing. But the Army Everest Expedition is put on by USX.VET, and it's a great example of our vision of living out USX lifestyle. Excuse me. And all the proceeds of the expedition, the money raised, is coming from the shirts sold on their website, and they will go to the Army Everest Expedition, which is a team of active duty and veteran soldiers making the climb to raise awareness for soldiers struggling with mental illness. So what I'm going to do right now is, while I'm talking here, I see some emails that have come in, and I'm wondering if maybe Captain Hickey has had a challenge calling in. Nope, there's no emails from him, so he'll be calling in here shortly. For those of you who haven't followed the R4 Alliance programs we've been doing now, on our news site, there is an article listing all the members of R4 Alliance that we have been doing programs with now for, like I said, over a year. And that article is titled, "Listen to Details About 45 R4 Alliance Members, Partners, Veterans, and Families Programs." And just click on that, and it'll list all the R4 Alliance members now. Oh, I believe it's 48 or 49 now that we've helped create a 25 to 30 minute audio program for now over about a year's time now. Just amazing stories from all these incredible organizations across the country, some of them with national footprints, with chapters around the country. We're talking about recreational therapy here. We're talking about equine therapy, working with our veterans and our military. Just amazing the results they're getting. And I think there's like 7 or 8 now nonprofits that are members of R4 Alliance focusing on equine therapy. We're talking kayaking, fishing, hunting, camping, groups like Project Sanctuary.us, taking military families on 6-7 day camping trips with other military families. My daughter and her husband and my grandchildren all got to go on one of those a couple of years ago, and it really helped a lot. As a matter of fact, some of the families that were on that retreat, they've stayed friends for over 2 years now. The families hang out, the kids have gotten to know each other. So that the services provided by these organizations are absolutely amazing. And early next year, there's going to be released some studies by professors at a number of universities who are doing studies about these organizations and to show that they're actually really working. And they are. The studies are just absolutely amazing already what they're finding out. I mean, we've had veterans come on talk about the struggles they've had with PTSD, with traumatic brain injury, with other health injuries, loss of limbs, who have tried to commit suicide, and then others who were thinking about it and got a call about an organization and an invite, maybe from another veteran or a family member, to go out on one of these retreats. And it just helped them so much. And many of them are now helping the organizations themselves. They're giving back. Again, veterans helping veterans. And so watching the screen here, I'm not sure why the call's not coming in, but we'll just go on a little bit longer here. We may have to reschedule this with Captain Hickey, I'm afraid, but we'll just see here. But I'm just going to share a little bit more about the organization. USX is a veteran nonprofit organization founded by active duty service members and veterans. USX empowers veterans and soldiers to inspire others and help those in need in order to overcome mental health issues related to military service. And they do this through small outdoor expedition teams, fostering camaraderie and a renewed sense of purpose and service. In doing so, USX and its veterans are helping spread the spirit of the American soldier, but also raise awareness for soldier mental health. This spring, USX will launch its first expedition by conquering the tallest mountain in the world, Mount Everest, by climbing all 29,029 feet to the summit of Mount Everest. Their team of veterans and soldier climbers will show the incredible resiliency of our nation's service members. In doing so, USX will place the first ever combat wounded veteran atop the world. Wow, that's going to be absolutely amazing. The first active duty soldier atop Everest, and most importantly, USX will raise awareness and funds to support mental health initiatives for veterans. And, you know, they say while members of their climbing team have struggled with PTSD and even suicide, they are not alone. Many soldiers within the military are in need of your support. We want to be a part of the solution. And they ask to help us raise awareness and funds for our fellow soldiers who are struggling with the same invisible wounds our climbers have. And so in order for them to provide for the climbing fees and construct a national awareness campaign for soldier mental health initiatives, they would love for your support to reach their funding goal of $107,500. 100% donated will go directly towards the climb and the awareness campaign. And they're saying that when they exceed their expenses, they'll donate to 2 organizations that work directly with veterans to provide counseling care and services for service members with mental health issues. One is called Give an Hour, and the other is called Stop Soldier Suicide. Every dollar donated will make a real impact to the lives of our veteran climbers and veterans throughout our nation. And so if you go to thankyouforyourservice.us and you'll see the article in the left column, listen to former Army Captain Matthew Hickey, CEO, co-founder of USX. Just click on that and you'll find a link in there going to their fundraising site as well as their main site, their social media. They're on Twitter. On Twitter, they're on USX Lifestyle. On Facebook, you'll find them on USX Lifestyle. And so that would be one way you can find out more about them right away. And again, I'm not sure what happened. Hopefully there was no technical issues with calling in, but we'll obviously reschedule the program with Captain Hickey for another time. But I want to say thank you for listening tonight. We're going to leave this program out because it does tell a little bit about the organization, about Captain Hickey, about Harold Earls, Veterans Helping Veterans. So go to the news site, thankyouforyourservice.us, to find out more information, find their links, and contact them to get involved in whatever way you feel led to be involved. Also get the word out to veterans that might have interest in being a part of a major event like this. I mean, climbing Mount Everest, wow, that would be amazing. So our next program will be with some more leaders of R4 Alliance talking about the Patriot Parades Initiative. It's a new initiative launched by R4 Alliance, patriotparade.org. What they say is America wants to hear your U.S. military story. So they're going to be asking and announcing on next week's show for veterans, for military families to put in a tribute to their veteran, to their active duty military, to their military family. And we're going to be talking to Vicki Hansen-Williams, Mountain Dreamworks and designer of Patriot Paid Initiative site, Bert Gillette, Director of Programs and Outreach at R4 Alliance, and CTRS at Higher Ground, and also his dad, a retired Lieutenant Colonel Paul Gillette Sr. with 20 years of service, Eva Stimson with EMS Consulting. It's going to be a great program, and it'll give people a lot more information about the Patriot Paid Initiative. And then the following week, we're going to have a program with other leaders of R4 Alliance talking about the October 19th to 23rd National R4 Alliance Conference coming up. People are coming from all across America. We're going to be there possibly with another videographer. There's going to be short and longer programming, video being done there for the members and other people that are there, for veterans that are there. So I want to thank you for listening. Apologize that we haven't heard from Captain Matthew Hickey tonight, but we will definitely reschedule. It'll be an honor to talk with him. It's been amazing to read all about himself and his organization. And so thank you for listening tonight, all of our men and women who are serving somewhere around the world. Be safe, stay alert. God bless you. God bless America.